Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
The Spirit of Detroit statue, getting in the spirit. It's all about to celebrate next month's NFL draft in Detroit. WWJ's Charlie Langton is there, and he joins us live with more. He's changing his shirt, huh, Charlie?
Well, he has to. It's freezing out here, so he needs more than that to keep warm, Jackie. The guy doesn't have any clothes on. Well, now he does. He's got a nice blue Spirit of Detroit, has a blue Draft Detroit shirt on right now. That's all he's got, too. Anyway, it says Detroit. It's dark blue. It's got the big number 24 on it, I'm assuming for the year. And I'm watching two guys on top of the Spirit of Detroit right now. Two guys on a ladder. It's all it takes. And looks like they're getting done. And now there's a lot of people, onlookers, kind of admiring this. We're less than a month away from the draft here in Detroit, the big NFL draft. Just one of the many festivities around the city. There will be plenty more. But this one is really symbolic. The Spirit of Detroit, known for having various jerseys, went, oh, the Lions do well and the Red Wings and the Tigers. I think we've had a Tigers one on there before. Anyway, this is only fitting to have a NFL draft jersey. So if you're in downtown Detroit, stop by the City County Building and look at this nice jersey. It looks really, really nice. Now, by the way, if you're in Cadillac Square, the streets will be closed, I think, starting tomorrow, but pretty soon. And then where I'm at, the City County Building, Hart Plaza, those streets, which is Jefferson, will be closed in a couple of weeks because they have to build stages and all kinds of activities going on. So you can just get the NFL One Pass. It's free. Download it, and you get all the details about the draft. Reporting live here downtown Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, it's a new season of baseball. WWJ's Chris Villar joining us live with a preview of the Tigers season opener in Chicago today, Chris.
Yeah, after months of waiting since last season's second-place finish and 6 weeks of spring training, opening day in Major League Baseball finally here. The Tigers arrived in Chicago yesterday to prepare for their first game of the regular season, which they'll play against the White Sox to get things started this afternoon. Now, they're hoping for some big strides from their young core, such as Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Tarek Skubal. Also, the return of Casey Mize will be interesting after his year and a half of dealing with an elbow issue. And also a collection of very young guys like Parker Meadows and Colt Keith. Remember, Keith got that huge contract extension before playing a game in the majors, and now we'll see if he can pay it off early. 2014 is the last time Detroit made the postseason, so they're going to start another journey towards ending that streak in a very winnable division. Skubal gets today's first start against the Sox. The weather looks like it's going to be good enough to get it in. America's game is finally back with the first pitch set to fly just after 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can hear Dan Dickerson's call over on 97.1 The Ticket as we get underway. Chris Villar, WWJ News Radio, 950.
A new season means new offerings at Comerica Park. This year, look for new menu items from Slow's Barbecue, Marrow, Smash Burger, and others. We caught up with Chef Mark Zubesic, who spoke about all of the planning that goes into deciding what to offer fans.
During this season, at the end of the season, all the time. All the time we're practicing, and the chefs are putting ideas together. We're always researching. But in the off season, we're testing and bringing it to life.
Fans will also see a brand new scoreboard at Comerica Park. It's more than 15,000 square feet, making it the biggest scoreboard in the American League and the second largest scoreboard in all of Major League Baseball.
A Troy woman gets swindled out of more than $600,000. It happened over the course of several months after the 73-year-old received what she thought was a document from Publishers Clearing House. The woman was told that she won $3.5 million, a car, and $7,000 a week for life. But police say it was nothing more than a scam, and it's unlikely the woman's ever going to get her money back or that thief is ever going to be caught. So you got to be careful about that.
More than $1.5 million has been awarded by a federal jury to the family of a black man who was shot and killed by Detroit police in 2018. The family sued the department in 2020, claiming that the 44-year-old Lamont Johnson was killed by officers Tyler Nagy and Raul Martinez, who used excessive force. DPD says Nagy and Martinez followed department policy and kept the officers employed. Nagy has, in fact, was promoted to sergeant back in 2022.
Martha Reeves getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Here's Berry Gordy.
When she did her thing, there was truly nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. She and the Vandellas set off a heat wave felt around the world, and everybody was dancing in the streets.
Other Motown legends on hand for the ceremony included Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson, who also have stars on the Walk of Fame. Reeves' team is planning to hold a celebration in Detroit sometime next month.
Are you interested in a bargain on an electric vehicle? You'll need to put up with some risk.
EV startup Fisker has cut the price of its new Ocean luxury SUV by $24,000 to just under $40,000. Now, Fisker desperately needs the cash as it treads closer and closer to bankruptcy. So that's the risk. You could buy an all-new product from an all-new car maker that may not be around to fix it or build replacement parts. Some current Fisker Ocean owners are not happy after they paid full price for their vehicles. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
NTSB investigators say it may take up to a year to understand what went wrong at Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, but the more immediate concern for shipping companies is how they're going to get their cargo delivered on time, and that's where Detroit may play a role. Detroit Wake County Port Authority Operations Director John Jamian says the car companies are reevaluating their supply chain and routes.
They do expect it to be resolved, obviously, as the port gets reopened, but there are delays in cargo movement, and that could lead to inventory shortages, which in turn forces the port users to look at other routes of transportation to get their goods to where they need to be going.
Jamian says where the shipping will be rerouted will depend on if they're exports or imports. He says the Port of Detroit is being looked at to move shipments through the lakes, specifically car parts.
The Powerball jackpot jumps up to $935 million after no one matched the numbers that were drawn last night. They were 37, 46, 57, 60, 66, and the red Powerball was 8. Despite there being no jackpot winner, more than 1.7 million tickets won cash prizes. Three tickets matched all five white balls for $1 million apiece. Those tickets were sold in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Not here.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.